All right. We do that at the top of the hour on Tan Talk 1340. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and engineering and hosting the show here, Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we're in our ninth year, and we're in a great discussion today. Our series has been Fired Up with Purpose. Today we're talking about the things that really keep us from being fired up. And I know, Cindy, you're getting ready to go to work, and so we want a final comment from you before you sign off, and then Nan will take your place. Go ahead.
Okay, well, no, I just want to share a story. I like to talk about things that God does in my life, everyday situations that we don't expect. They just occur, and you look back and say, "Well, that was God."
Right.
And in just being obedient to His calling and His nurturing. And as I said, this is a situation that happened at work last night. I'm a server, and I was waiting on a young couple, and the young man, it was a date, you could tell, and the young man was very rough cut. Not professional tattoos, but very covered up. And, you know, one of those first impression, you'd be like, you know, I don't know. Just,
yeah,
you kind of judge people, you know, like, okay, he's just from a rough cut.
Right.
Cloth, you know. So he was very kind, but very quiet. And they enjoyed their meal, and it went very smoothly. And I left their check on the table and went about my business. And I was—he hunted me down to find me from the back of the house, and said to me, "I was looking for you because I wanted to give you your tip personally. I don't want to leave it on the table. I don't trust people." Hmm. And I said, "Oh, okay, that's cool, no problem." And he said, "I wanted to say I just got out of prison."
Oh, wow.
And it was powerful. He said, "This is the first time I've been out of the house."
Oh,
in
my
public.
Wow.
And I want to say that you were so kind that you made the meal very pleasurable and nice to enjoy.
Aw.
And I just wanted to give you your tip in person and tell you that.
That's great, Cindy.
And it wasn't even a great tip. It was just the word.
Yes.
Kind words.
Oh, how sweet.
And the Holy Spirit showed me being kind to everyone, regardless of what our thoughts may think about the person or the situation, will reward us when
Amen.
We do the right thing and we say the right things and say something that's
wow.
going to bless a person's day. And of course, it's a very common comment a lot. Even a smile can change a person's day.
Amen.
We don't know what they're going through. We don't know what's happened to them. We don't know what they're thinking. But just being kind and being nice to everyone we encounter is all God has asked us to do, and spread His love.
Oh, fantastic. Cindy, you're great. We love
That's
you.
That's my thought for the day.
That's it. Cindy and her husband and family were a part of my church in Indiana years and years ago. And she's a part of our radio team here. Thank you, Cindy, for sharing today. Go have a great shift at work. And Betty and Nan will be back here in just a second. We're going to play a song. And this one is I Will Follow Christ by B.B. Winans and Bob Carlisle and Clay Cross. Listen to this. Great song.
The 12 of you walk on the earth together. The Father was a brother to you all. The teaching that you heard was the living word. The wonders and the miracles you saw. There were times of awesome inspiration. There were times you didn't understand. When he had to go and you felt alone, it must have been so hard to see his plan. I think about the way you carried on. In the face of persecution, you stood strong.
So I will follow Christ. I will run the race, fighting the good fight, standing on my faith.
I will wear the name of Jesus. I will give him all my life.
As for me, no matter what the sacrifice, I will follow Christ.
Now I don't have to look across the ages. His voice is speaking in my heart today. His word is like a flame, consuming all my shame. His life a shining star to show the way.
Yeah, I will follow Christ, and I will run the race, fighting the good fight, standing on my faith.
I will wear the name of Jesus. I will give him all my life. As for me, no matter what the sacrifice, yes, I will follow.
Praise God, I will follow Christ. That song fits so well with what we're talking about today on Living the Good Life. Fired Up with Purpose has been our title of this series. We're right at the end of it. And we've talked in the first hour about those things that really keep us from being fired up. And now we're going to talk in this second hour. We're going to start with Philippians. You can find your Bible and go there. And Nan, I believe you have a poem for us that God just gave you.
Yes, ma'am. Will you really listen to what I say? Will you follow the path I set before you? I gave my life so that you can live. Will you follow me as you go? I desire to commune often with you. Will you allow me to do such in your life? I will help you in all that you're to do. I will help you through all of your strife. You will make it through all things because of the strength that I give. I love you with my life, don't you see? Accepting me in your life is what you're to do. I will be with you. Things will be okay. Let your light shine brightly to those around. They will see that I am in your life, and it can help them when they feel down.
Oh, that's good. That's great. That just really sums up. And for our listeners, if you don't understand, this is a gift that God's given Nan, and she just allows the Holy Spirit to type right there. This is going on live right now. And she's got her little computer in front of her and a little laptop. And she begins to just let the Holy Spirit show her what to say. And these are so timely, so important. And so we are going to talk now in this second hour about really running this race. We're going to start with Philippians chapter 3.
Can I say something real fast?
Yeah, you can.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Nan. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't say hi to you earlier because I wasn't like officially on the show. So I didn't want to, but I want to say hi. I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you too, babe.
Okay.
Hey,
thanks, Pastor.
It's really. I have to say a few words here. Just a couple.
Go ahead.
Is that, you know, God's purpose works through. God has a purpose for Nan.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is the gift. I still call it prophecy.
It is prophecy through her poems, yes.
And I believe it through her poems.
Yep.
And that without those poems or with those poems,
yeah,
is that Nan has grown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nan has grown in Christ.
Right, amen.
Bound since I first made her acquaintance a few years back. And I think that a lot of people think, what is she doing?
And yep, they probably do.
I've said that a few things about Nan's, what Nan's done, but
it's a joke.
Amazing is that if you really take into consideration what she's saying,
yeah,
is that God's talking through her.
Amen. Amen.
And we sometimes, and when we listen to the radio, we may, you know, fast forward through it or something if there's, you know, about talking about, you know, the show or whatever, is that if we would take things off of fast forward.
Right.
If we would sit back and listen to what God is telling us.
Yes.
Through poems, through the show, through Go Yard, through your pastor at your church, is that you may be missing your purpose.
Right.
Because you're not listening.
There you go.
And I just, Nan, I just want to say how much that I appreciate you and how much that hearing your poems has meant to me over this many years. I have a few of my own that you have given me just for me, and they have blessed my socks off. And it's Beacon of Hope is blessed.
Amen.
To have Nan.
Amen.
In the congregation.
Yes.
And that she listens to God.
Amen.
And has a purpose in that ministry.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say something too. Thank you, Betty, very much for those words. I appreciate them. I'd like to say God is good and God is faithful. And yeah, he is the one who does it, not me. And you know that,
right.
And you're saying that. But I wanted this to reach out to the people who are listening. You know, we've been talking about being fired up with purpose. And I just encourage them to get fired up with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I can look back, and thank you, Betty. I can look back. I can see growth in me.
Yeah.
I can see growth even since I came to Beacon. A lot of growth. Because I came to Beacon a little bit of a mess, okay? But
it's been several years
several years, right? Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Okay.
But I wasn't really doing anything really wrong, but I just wasn't serving God. And that's wrong, not serving God. When you know to do good and do with it not, well, that's not a good thing.
Right.
And I like to encourage the people that just as with what Betty shared about how God has moved in my life, so he will move in theirs.
Amen.
You know, when you're faithful where you're at, and you're faithful for what he has you doing, you know, it says that when you're faithful over smaller things, he'll make you rule over men, and he will continue to use such a word, promote you within the kingdom. You know, all of what we do, amen, what everybody does, what they do, it's all important. Every bit of it's important,
amen,
into the life of the church, into the lives of the people in the church, into the ministry of the church and people reaching out. And I just want to encourage them, just bloom where you're planted. Wherever you are,
put your
all into what you're doing. And God is faithful, and you will grow up and you will mature and mature in him as you continue to be faithful.
Praise God. You know, those things that you both said to each other and about each other are so perfect, because I think it brings our humanity out to our audience, realizing we've all struggled with things in our lives, but we've gotten hold of this message and we want to communicate the importance of being fired up with purpose. And we want to encourage each other to do that. Paul says it this way in Philippians 3:7. Whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ. There it is. That's how you become fired up with purpose. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Paul said, you know what? I've accomplished a lot, but it's not about those things. I consider all that not important, my accomplishments. What is most important is to know Christ. Now, I've got to say this. This is a perfect place to tell what happened yesterday. Nan just heard it at nursing home. Betty, you don't know about it. Yesterday morning, my oldest grandson, Chase, graduated from high school in Indiana. And we were in a very hot gymnasium that has no air conditioning because it was built a long time ago. So graduation starts at 10 a.m. every year because of the heat. And we were up in the bleachers, the whole family, you know, just aunts and uncles, grandparents, all kinds of stuff, cousins, everybody. Okay, so we were there. In about 10 minutes or a quarter, maybe it was a quarter till 10, the gymnasium is filling up. And suddenly, across the gymnasium floor, and they have all these chairs set up for the graduates that we're getting ready to proceed in, all of a sudden, we see a lady go down hard on the floor. She goes back on the bleacher, and then she sinks down onto the floor. Immediately, and I don't know who these people were around her, they started, you know, they were ministering to her there on the floor. They were trying to see what was wrong. And suddenly it was obvious she was not breathing. So chest compressions began, heavy-duty chest compressions. Obviously, a paramedic had come, but they really didn't arrive for 10 more minutes. And so in the meantime, there were people. There was a person near me that went down there. I don't know if he was a doctor. I don't know what. But people were down there. They were doing chest compressions. They were doing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on this lady. It was 3 or 4 minutes later that the principal of the school goes to the microphone and he said, this lady is not breathing and has no pulse, and we are doing what we can. But if you are so inclined, my son told me later, it was interesting that he used that phrase. If you are so inclined, would you pray right now that this lady will live and that this will happen? And he left the podium and went back to the lady's side. And people around the room, it was obvious, there were hundreds and hundreds of people there. It wasn't but a few seconds till somebody near her that was doing chest compressions let out a hoop and a holler. And suddenly they had her breathing. They had her pulse back. And he went back to the podium maybe 5 minutes later to say that she was okay. And the paramedics by then arrived. They wheeled her out and she was expected to live. Now, it's all about that, isn't it? And I love the fact that we live in a country where instead of people saying, well, we can't talk about God or we can't ask people to pray, they did it, Betty. They got up. The principal had the courage to get up and say, let's all pray now for this lady to come back to life. That happened to me yesterday morning. In Indiana.
You know what? If it wasn't on the radio, you could see me. I would be dancing. I would be praising God because it's just amazing what the power of prayer can do.
Yes.
You know, when you believe in Christ and the power that we have within us that empowers us to want to know and be more like Christ.
Amen.
And I praise God that lady is going to survive.
Yes.
Because she's somebody to Christ.
Amen.
And she's somebody's mom or she's somebody's grandma.
I think somebody's grandma or great grandmother or something like that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Christ doesn't care who you are.
Absolutely.
Where you are. Is that he loves you and he wants to empower you to have purpose. Whether you're, you know, and you have explained to many of our listeners and we've explained and I've explained that we all go through a dry spell.
Yeah.
We all sit in a lawn chair on the beach and say, God, where do you want me? And a lot of the listeners says, well, you're where God wants you. A few years back, my ministry was children. I left church, and I decided that, you know, I'm living my dream out here on the ranch. And God said, I'm not done with you yet, lady. There, you still have a purpose. You serve me to the best of your ability. You serve me with the gifts that I give you.
Amen.
Right now, my purpose is prayer.
Right.
My purpose is to uplift the kingdom of God through prayer and to see people set free, to see people who want to know Christ and know him more on a personal level. And that's what empowers us to have purpose.
Yes.
Christ, the Holy Spirit, is that he gives us that in-depth yearning and longing to communicate and know, God, where do you want me?
Exactly.
Where can I best serve you? And it can be tough. I don't want to sound discouraging, but sometimes it is a tough road that we walk here on
the
earth.
Sure it is.
But with Christ walking alongside of us and with the Holy Spirit living inside of us, we can't go wrong.
Amen.
We can't go wrong. With the Word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword, that empowers us for a purpose, cuts through any of the junk that we're going through.
Right.
And I just want to encourage people that come back to Christ.
Yes.
Come back. Come back and watch, because he did not leave you.
Amen.
And he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Oh, amen.
That's in his word. So I encourage people that if you don't think you have a purpose, talk to your Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Lord, I surrender. You know, Lord, I surrender all. The forgiveness, the repentance of maybe things that have went on in the past or whatever, is that God still loves you.
Amen.
God is still, his word is alive. God is alive.
Oh, amen.
And so I praise God for that testimony that you just gave of what the power of prayer can do. In Numbers, where two or three are gathered in his name,
He was there.
Christ was in that gymnasium, people.
Yeah.
And raised her up.
Philippians 3:10, I want to know Christ, Paul said, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Listen to this song, and then we'll hear back from Nan and from Betty. Jesus Is by Jackie Velasquez.
Jesus is.
Praise God. Oh, that's what Jesus is. It's every breath I breathe. Praise God. I love that song. Whoa. Woo. Turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Nan, do you have a poem for us?
Almost.
All right. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4, and then we'll hear from Nan. And we're going to start with verse 5. And I said this when we started our series. This book of 2 Timothy is the last book that Paul wrote right before he was beheaded. And it probably happened, his death, shortly after writing this. 2 Timothy 4, starting with verse 5. But you, that's all of us, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. That's for all of us. We're going to come back to that verse and talk about it in a minute, but I want to read verse 6. Paul says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure." See, the Lord let him know he was going to heaven very soon after he wrote this. And, you know, God has a way of doing that, doesn't he? Of letting us know the plan ahead in a way that we may not know any details, but we just have a knowing that something is about to happen in some area of our lives. I love verse 5 here of 2 Timothy 4, but you, that's all of us. He's talking to Timothy here, but it's all of us. You keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist and discharge all the duties of your ministry. The work of an evangelist is telling people about Jesus. Jesus is. We just heard that song. Jesus is all of this. Betty, talk to me about that before Nan gives us a poem here.
Okay, I think it's called empowerment.
Oh, yeah.
Is what God gives us.
Yeah.
To do his work here as the disciples did, you know, after Jesus ascended into heaven. And we still have that empowerment today, and all we have to do is just reach out and accept it. And, again, it's communication. It's an open communication with our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Through prayer, through his word. And it's so important to get the word down inside of us and to be a product of what God wants us to be through his empowerment.
Amen.
And to be a messenger, so to speak.
Yeah.
To get the word out, because time is of the essence.
Yes.
And it's inevitable that, you know, Jesus is going to be coming back soon. And I think he wants us, here I go back into horse language, he wants us all in the corral.
Yeah.
Before he comes back.
Sure.
And that means getting out and pounding the pavement. And even if you can't walk and talk about Jesus, let people see that through the life that you live. And let it be the life that you lead, let it be a testimony
mm-hmm.
for people to see.
Yes.
And it's so important today is that people may be looking at you, you don't even know it.
Right.
And if you're out carousing or doing things that you shouldn't, back when we were talking about that later, you know, in the first part of the show, is that your language, your what you do outside of the church walls,
right,
can be an example to some people of how you live your life, and are you truly, truly sold out?
Mm-hmm.
To Christ and
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Nan's getting ready to give us a poem here, but in this whole series of Fired Up with Purpose that we've been in for the last several weeks, it has really, really spoken to my heart as I've taught it, as I've hosted these shows, that time is short and we don't know how soon Jesus is coming back, or we don't know how long we have on this earth. And we have to make the most of every opportunity we have. That doesn't mean we have to get on the street corner and scream and yell. I'm not talking about that. But as we let the Holy Spirit, this is what I hear you saying, Betty, as we let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us through each day, doors of opportunity will open. And then we have choices. Do we walk through those or do we not? Nan, let's hear this poem and then we'll go back here. Go ahead.
I love you with unconditional love. I am always here for you, precious one. I am working all things together for you. The words that I've spoken will be done. I will never leave your side. I'm there. Trust me when I speak those words to you. I will comfort you in the tough times. The difficult times, I will carry you through. Yes, there are times you seem you can't make it. Remember, it is those times I carry you. I love you with such unconditional love. You will make it. You will travel through. Listen to me in your quiet times. I will reassure you that I am with you. I love you. Trust this. Believe. Listen to me. I'll help you make it through. It may seem there are rainy days. Believe that I am there, for I am. I will do for you what I've said I will do, and in your life, you'll never be the same.
Oh.
And, you know, he kind of inspired the last verse because I heard the thundering and it's raining here, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there are times that maybe because it's raining, in our lives, we don't necessarily can see him all the time.
Right.
But he's there.
Right.
And that's where our trust comes in.
Yes.
He is there.
Yes.
In the rainy times, in the good times, he is there.
Right.
And we can be fired up with purpose in the rainy times.
Right, we can.
And I think sometimes, oftentimes, in the rainy times is when we actually grow closer to him.
Absolutely.
Because we're relying on him. We can't go forward with our purpose for him without him in
Absolutely.
Our lives. We can't do it.
Right.
Humanly, we can't do it. It'll falter. It'll fall. We won't get the fulfillment of the purpose, what our life is, won't be fulfilled.
Right.
But we just need to stay focused on the goal and on the purpose of why we're here and stay fired up with purpose despite the rainy times in our lives.
Right.
He is there and he will help us move forward in our purpose.
Perfect. Right on. Betty, comment on that, will you?
Woo.
Mm. Well, I think one of the things that God wants us to do is that he wants to keep that fire going.
Yes.
And Satan wants to blow it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what we have to do is the Holy Spirit is a fire starter.
Yeah.
And that's within our soul. And it's through God's mercy and his grace that we have gotten to the point where we are now, is that fire that you used to have is still there.
It's still there.
All you have to do is ignite it.
Right.
And what God can do, he can reignite that fire that you used to have for him
mm-hmm.
and for the kingdom of God, and reestablish and empower yourself to reignite that fire to be able to find your purpose.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that you can do is relinquish control.
There you go.
Of the situations that are in your life, whether, you know, through the good and the bad, like Nan said, God is with us. God is for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? So I think that when you look back and you think, how do I do that? How do I get that fire reignited? How do I get my purpose? How do I know my purpose? You know, Pastor Marcia, how do I get that back? It's through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's yes. through getting involved, reading God's word, and relinquishing control to let him have control of your life. To
exactly.
No worry, no fear,
right?
No condemnation. No, let the hurt go. Repent and ask God, reignite that fire in me. That's what I need right now. Time is, like you said, time is of the essence. We have got to get busy. He needs as many messengers out there as possible.
Amen.
And maybe you're not a messenger. Maybe you just pass out bulletins at church. Maybe you play the piano at your church and you haven't done it for a while. Maybe you need to reignite that fire and ask, God, do you still want me playing that piano? Do you still want me leading worship? Do you still want me counseling people? Where do you want me?
Right.
And that's, you know, Pastor Marcia, all we can say is, Jesus, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me find my purpose. Help me reignite that fire.
Amen. Amen. And I so agree with all of that, both of you are saying. In fact, let's pray a prayer right now. And dear audience, I really encourage you to join us, bowing your heads, whatever, if you can. If you're driving down the road, no, that's not possible. But join us with what is God is going to say right here. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to ignite your people with purpose like never before. Lord, let that fire of your Holy Spirit begin in each of us right here on this show today. Let it come from us in such an extent that people are affected and realize that there is more to this life than just going to work and going day by day, that you have a purpose for them and that it is important that we each find that and move into it on a daily basis and allow your blessed Holy Spirit to lead us. And let go of the things that are holding us back, forgetting those things that lie behind and all those other things that have really messed us up, letting go of bitterness and anger and resentment and unforgiveness and really allowing you, Holy Spirit, to clean us up and lead us in the path you would have us to go. Lord, I pray for our audience scattered around the globe whenever they hear the show, that this prayer right now will get a hold of them and they will say, yes, that's what I want. I want you, Jesus, to be the Lord of my life. Not just my Savior so that I don't go to hell, but I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I want you to show me those areas in my life where I am harboring resentments or things of the past that are beating me down or things of every day that get me down. And show me, Lord, how I can be all that you would have me be. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. I hope it is your prayer. And Lord, we come into agreement with what your word says about us, that we have run the good run, the race. We've run the race. And Lord, we want to be that follower of yours that is so determined to accomplish all you would have us accomplish. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And it's going to lead us into this song. And it is a song by Casting Crowns that I planned, Jesus, Friend of Sinners. And I think there are some of you out there maybe today that feel like you can't become all that God wants you to be, because you've messed up so much. Let the words of this song speak to your heart.
Jesus, friend of sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name, but the sword was never ours to swing. Jesus, friend of sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. The world is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around but never looking up. I'm so double-minded. A plank-eyed saint with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours.
Fall from their hands. help us to remember we are all the least of these. Let the memory of your mercy bring your people to their knees.
Nobody knows what we're for, only what we're against when we judge the wounded. What if we put down our signs, crossed over the lines and loved like you did? Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. You love every lost cause. You reach for the outcast. Oh, for the leper and the lame. They're the reason that you came. Lord, I was that lost cause. And I was the outcast. But you died for sinners just like me. You are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever.
Praise God. Whoa, what a powerful song. Oh, boy, if that song doesn't speak to every one of us, I don't know what can. Nan's got a poem that God just gave her.
This one's pretty powerful. I hope I can get through it without crying.
Well, go ahead and, cry. You and Betty. You and Betty like to cry.
I am the friend of those who are down. I gave my life for everyone who is here. I took all the sins upon my very body. I love all people, for I do care. Reach out to those I bring your way. That's what you're to do for me. You need to open your eyes and see them in the way that I do. There will be those who cross your path who are viewed as less than. Do what you can do for them. Reach out to them. Be my hands. That's what I've called you to do. Will you answer the call right now? I am a friend to all sinners. I am to you. I will give you the direction, and you will be empowered. Friend
wow.
of the sinners.
It's so good.
That is I.
It's all of us.
That's all of us. You know, some people...
We're not perfect when we get saved.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
We have stuff we got to work through.
Right. People, sometimes if someone doesn't dress just right or dress good enough or whatever, I mean, who are we to judge?
Right.
You know, but Jesus loves all of us.
Mm-hmm. He does. That's a powerful poem. Thank you for sharing that, Nan. Betty, I love that song. What was that doing to you before we get back to 2 Timothy 4? What was that doing to you?
Well, that was the song that when... Grayson passed away, my grandson, back in April of last year. That was the song that I played every single day, over and over and over again. His love endures forever. And it tells
Amen.
Me that God loves us no matter mm-hmm. where we are, who we are. And it's just like, you know, Beacon of Hope is, you know, love people, you know, bringing what is it, bringing healing to hurting lives,
right,
no matter where you are. I can't quote it word
for
word. I know you can. You
That's okay.
both probably can. But it's so important to know that God's love sees us through the good times and the bad.
Amen.
And his mercy endures forever.
Yes.
His love endures forever. And he created you, so he loves you.
Amen.
And one of the things we used to say in children's church is, God didn't make no junk.
That's right.
And he's a loving God.
Right.
He doesn't carry a gavel. He's not, he doesn't sit on his throne and throw spears at you to try to hurt you. He wants to love you through those hard times.
Amen.
And set you apart in the good times and set you on higher ground. You're going to have me preaching here in a minute, but his love extends beyond anything we can imagine.
Amen.
He mends us. He gives us hope. He empowers us to know our purpose. He fires us up.
Yes.
When our fire is out.
Yes.
When we feel like we're stone cold, that there's still that ember that burns within us.
Mm-hmm.
There's still that little candle, that little flicker of flame that says, I'm here.
Amen.
Take my hand. Take my nail-scarred hands. And let me help you through whatever you're going through. And if you have just a second, he's dealt with me during that song. It always does. Is seek my face with a teachable spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Come into my presence with thanksgiving. Desiring, here's a key word, to be transformed.
Yeah. Amen. Oh. Woo. I agree. So let's listen to these words of Paul written to Timothy and to all of us from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Paul says this, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race.
Amen.
I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Fight the good fight of faith. That's what he says right there. In my dad's memorial service in 07, he passed away in November of 07. He was a dedicated pastor, evangelist, missionary, did it all in the ministry for years. As we ran the video of his life at the very end, my sister and brother-in-law made that video, and they had a beautiful sunset here over Clearwater Beach, and they put these words right there. And, you know, it couldn't have been more fitting for my dad. It needs to be so fitting for each of us. And these are Paul's words. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. We have been talking for weeks about being fired up with purpose. And I really want every one of us to realize that no matter where you are in life, no matter what life has dealt you, no matter what pain you've gone through, God has a purpose for you.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29:11-14 is really what this show is based on. For the Lord says, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans for your welfare, to bless you, to give you a future and a hope. And that's what God has for each of us. Nan, just give you a couple minutes here to kind of sum up what you'd like to say, and then we'll go to Betty, because the time is winding down and this series has wound down. If you have missed any of these shows, this has been going on, I think, 6 or 8 weeks. So there's a lot of shows in this series. And you can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and catch the ones all through May. here. They'll be up there in the next day or two. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, I would encourage the people, fired up with purpose, to really reach out for that. I would encourage them to go ahead and listen to all those shows again, but either with the pen and paper in hand or a computer in hand, type notes from it.
Yeah.
I've done that before from some of the sessions. In fact, one particular one I listened to three times.
Right.
And I picked up something new in each time I listened.
That's so great.
I just encourage people, they can be fired up with purpose right where they are. They're not necessarily going to be a pastor or an evangelist. But all the positions are important. Whether you do the bulletin, be fired up with purpose. That bulletin is going to be what it needs to be. If you teach the children in children's church, be fired up with purpose that what you speak, what you share, and what you do is going to be life-changing for them. As Betty has worked in that area before and has reached out to so many children in the past, that they're now adults. They're now young people. They're serving God because of Betty's being fired up with purpose in that area of what she ministered to. And so I just encourage people, listen to all the shows, be fired up with purpose. God wants to use them. God wants to restore them.
Right.
If they've walked away from it, God wants to restore them and bring them back to being fired up with purpose and doing what the ministry that he has laid upon them to do.
Woo! Good stuff. All right, Betty, your turn. Good stuff, Nan.
That's pretty powerful right there. One of the things that I would like to, I said something about Nan, I'd like to say something about Pastor Marcia McAllister. I learned a few things about you this week that I did not know. And God wants me to let you know that ever since you were a small child, you knew what your purpose was going to be. You may have fought it several times.
Since I was four.
Yep. And the Holy Spirit dealt with you in other areas, as he does with all of us, that maybe you fought it. You tried to take another road, but he kept leading you back. There was a reason why that he had you memorizing all those scriptures.
Yeah.
There was a reason why things in your life, that's what God had you to do.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to change. God made you who you are, and you are to finish this race that he has you on.
Amen.
That we as listeners and the parishioners and as your friend, I will pray for you. I will continue to pray for you and your church and for all of the parishioners there until my last dying breath. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I don't know. Lord, you have the wheel. Is that if you don't think you have a purpose, seek God's face.
Yeah.
Seek him first.
Amen.
In all things that you do.
Yeah.
From buying a car to opening an account, your finances, your health.
Yeah.
Your marriage. All of these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
If you have a prayer request, is to send it to bohmglobal.com.
Prayers at bohmglobal.com.
Prayers, yes.
Yeah.
That Pastor Jim and I will be glad to pray, send out a prayer request to the prayer warriors who all have a purpose, is prayer.
Amen.
And taking your request to the throne of God.
Amen.
And Pastor Marcia McAllister, I want to say thank you. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for staying true. Thank you for staying strong. Because I know some things that we won't talk about on the radio. But you fought. You're fighting. And he's so proud of you. He's so proud of Nan. There's a few other people I could mention too, but I won't on the radio. He's so proud of you, but he wants you to continue your walk with him.
Praise God.
No matter how bad it gets, no matter what you're facing, Jesus is your friend. Jesus is the Lord of your life.
Amen.
And if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, reach out again and take his nail-scarred hand.
Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. That was directly from him. This whole show has been so completely powerful. Mm-hmm. This is one that you need to go back and re-listen to. So good. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Nan. And thank you, listeners, because we do have a following of people, and there's now so many more. I'm talking to Starcom Media tomorrow. There's more going on, more doors opening to this ministry to get this word out. You can become a partner with us. Go to bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage and go to donations. You can give to this ministry, and it'll put these programs in more places. And that's what it's all about. Let's get the word of God out there. Betty, you mentioned the prayer line. We encourage people to use it. We're getting more and more prayer requests from people. We don't know who you are, and that's fine. God knows who you are. Send those prayer requests in, prayers@bohmglobal.com, because like what happened yesterday in that gymnasium in Indiana, there's power in prayer as people Amen. Agree in prayer together. So as always, we are so excited about everything that God is doing. And this has been a powerful day at nursing home and now on the air. Thank you, Nan. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, dedicated listeners.
Yes.
God bless you all. Let's have a great week. We're starting a new series next week. I'm going to wait and tell you the title of that next week.
Aww.
Okay.
Oh,
it's been burning
on.
In me. And I think you're all going to love it. So tell somebody about this show and invite them to be a listener with you, and invite them to get to know God in a deeper way, because it's all about the Word of God. If you're in our Tampa Bay area, you can join us Friday night for our Friday gathering. God bless you. Have a great week. And see you on the air soon, we hope. God bless you. And we will see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock Tampa time. God bless you.
To his side, there's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far, it's not far, it's not far, it's not far from here to Jesus. It's not far, it's not far from here to Jesus. It's not far from here, it's not far from here to Jesus. It's not far from here, it's not far.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay.